KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 46. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, March 28th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Physician House Calls, DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning, and Ferguson Funeral Home. It's going to be a cloudy and cool day today. We'll have high about 60 this afternoon. Parents of Chickasha school kids will have a few options to consider if classes are canceled because of a statewide teacher strike. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
There will be a few choices for parents of Chickasha school children to consider should a statewide teacher walkout take place next week. Chickasha schools will be taking part if that occurs. The First Baptist Church at 4th and Colorado will host a day camp for younger children and also feed them breakfast and lunch. Pastor Mike Butler saying the Bible school type program will run from 8 a.m. to 12:30 next Monday through Friday, and it'll be only for students in pre-K through 6th grade. They are limited to just 300 children. Now, the YMCA, which has an after-school program, will not be able to take any extra students, according to Director Lewis Nicely. He said they are limited to the number of kids by the Department of Human Services. Now, any other churches or community groups that may be offering programs for kids next week during the walkout, ask to give us a call so we can get the word out about the options that are available. Officials have identified the two men that were killed in that plane crash near Hinton earlier this week. 62-year-old Walter Mullaney of El Reno was the pilot, the passenger, 27-year-old Cesar Gomez of Fort Lupton, Colorado. The Highway Patrol reports that Mullaney was flying the 1967 Beechcraft Bonanza and was en route from Odessa, Texas to El Reno. The plane was diverted to the Hinton airport because of bad weather. The Federal Aviation Administration looking into the crash. A high-speed pursuit that topped 100 miles per hour and went through three counties results in an arrest earlier this week. The pursuit started just after 4:30 Monday morning in Tuttle near the junction of State Highways 4 and 37. An officer attempted a traffic stop on an erratic driver. According to a probable cause affidavit, the pursuit went through parts of Tuttle, Newcastle, and into Oklahoma City. When the SUV pulled into Joe's Crab Shack on Southwest 74th, the driver bailed and fled the area on foot, but two passengers were detained. The driver was found a few minutes later. Authorities did arrest 23-year-old Jose Luis Alegria. He's been formally charged with looting, drug possession, possession of a firearm after conviction, and having stolen property. It's alleged that Alegria had a gun that was stolen out of Oklahoma City. He remains in jail pending a $100,000 bond. Coming up on 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, more Cool News coming right up.
If you or a family member find it hard to go to the doctor, now a medical professional will come to your home. Physician House Call serves homebound individuals with all the same services a clinic provides. Andrea Roberts is the newest member of the Physician House Calls team.
We'll schedule a time for a visit at your convenience, and you don't have to spend any time in a waiting room.
Physician House Calls, your home, your doctor. Go online to housecallsok.com or call 405-896-8058.
An arrest has been made in connection with a recent investigation by Caddo County authorities regarding a scam involving fake elk hunts. The authorities have arrested 37-year-old Dusty Paul Treadaway of the Fort Cobb area on 15 counts, ranging from computer fraud to obtaining money by false pretenses. Treadaway out of jail after posting bond. The investigation started in January when victims reported paying $1,000 or more up front to go on one of these hunts, and then the hunt would be canceled at the last minute and their funds not returned. Court documents indicate Treadaway admitted to the scam, telling them he actually conducted 5 of the hunts but booked as many as 20. It's alleged he may have taken up to $30,000. Voters in the Friend School District to decide a couple of bond issues in a special school election next week. Combined, the bond issues total $375,000. Superintendent Jason Britton said the first is a $290,000 measure to make repairs to the foundation of the lower elementary school. Britton said the building is 38 years old and is sinking and is in need of repair. The bond also would install air conditioning in the gymnasium and convert the old cafeteria into three administrative offices. The funds would also upgrade the upper elementary computer lab by purchasing about 30 new computers and also upgrade the sound system in the auditorium and the gym. Now, a second proposal is for $85,000 to purchase a new bus. Britton said there would be no increase in property taxes if the measures pass the special election next Tuesday, April 3rd. Chickasha Schools taking part in a two-year program designed to help students make better choices when it comes to their the food they eat and their lifestyles. The district taking part in a national nonprofit health and wellness program called Health Corps. It was founded by the popular daytime TV doctor, Dr. Oz. Cassandra Johnson is the instructor for the program. She says they're also teaching kids food preparation skills and showing them that how making food at home less expensive than eating fast food.
Eating healthy on a budget, where it's looking at, you know, how much you would be spending your $20 at McDonald's versus $20 at a grocery store, and how much longer you would have food on the table.
Johnson said her students are hosting a health fair at the Chickasha High School Activity Center today, where students will have more than a dozen booths to visit to show healthy eating and living practices, including meditation and yoga. Among the students presenting are Ms. Warren's Honors Science class and Francis Redding's Careers class. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange fairly steady, $65.25 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $70.11. Natural gas at $2.71 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,344. Silver, $16.46. Our weather forecast, cloudy and cool much of the day today. We should see a high of near 60 this afternoon. Right now, it's cloudy and 46 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
In sports, a couple of big stories for the USAO softball team today. First, the Drovers move up to number 2 in the national NAIA rankings. The 28-1 Drovers even picked up 4 first-place votes in the new poll out yesterday. USAO picked up 507 points, and they trail only Georgia Gwinnett, which is 29-2, and they picked up 14 of the 19 first-place votes. USAO riding a 14-game winning streak. Their only loss coming to number 6-ranked Oklahoma City University. Those two teams split a doubleheader earlier in the season. Both teams are tied for the lead in the Sooner Athletic Conference standings. They will meet again at OCU at the end of the season, at the end of April. Also, senior first baseman Chloe Clifton has been named the NAIA National Softball Player of the Week. Clifton has been the Conference Player of the Week the last couple of weeks and has had a very good last couple of weeks at the plate. She hit 500 last week and had 15 RBI, taking her season total to 47. That leads the country in NAIA softball. High school baseball last night, the Chickasha Fighting Chicks dropping a 5-4 decision at Cash. A very interesting ball game as the Chicks rallied for 4 runs at the top of the 7th. They needed to tie the game, but then Cash wins with a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the 7th. Cash actually had a 4-0 lead after 6 innings, and the Chicks rallied for 4 runs in their half of the 7th inning. All the runs scoring after 2 were out, and all the runs scored on 5 walks, a wild pitch, and just 1 hit, which was an infield single from Jonathan Foster. Pitcher Brandon Williams had a decent outing, giving up the 4 runs on 5 hits. He struck at 8 and walked 3. The loss went to Matt Wilson in relief. Cash starting pitcher Alec Smith surrendered just 1 hit through 6 2/3. He struck out 8 but walked 10. Chickasha soccer last night. The Fighting Chicks beat Newcastle 3-0 in their district opener. We did not get a girls' score. We hope to pass that along a little bit later today. And new baseball rankings out from OSSAARankings.com. Class 3A, Marlow number 4. Class 2A, Minko number 11. Apache 13, Dibble 17. Class A, Fort Cobb Broxton number 4. Fletcher number 5, Ampo number 7, Union City number 14, Binger Oney number 18, Class B, Lokiba Sickles, ranked number 4. Now for softball, Class 5A, Lindsay number 11, Blanchard number 15, 4A, Dibble number 11, Class 3A, Apache number 4, Ampo number 8, 2A, Central High number 1, Binger Oney number 2, Sterling number 14, Fletcher 15, Union City 16, in Class A, Mountain View Goaty Bow at number 7. That's your cool news, weather, and sports, all brought to you by Ferguson Funeral Home, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Physician House Calls, and the First National Bank and Trust.